You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Rambam's Shita in Safik Deraisa L'Chumra. We know Gemara says Safik Deraisa L'Chumra, Safik Derabanan L'Kula. The Rambam's Shita Kayadua, you have a Shaila and a Beged of client. So the Rambam says, in this situation, Pek Yur Halacha Chav Zayin, Harezim Mut De Matrit. V'kvar bi'arnu bebi'as asuris. We'll see that soon. Shekol isurei sfeikas medivrei seifrim. All the din of Safek Deraisa L'Chumra is Derabanan. Mid'Raisa, the din is Safek Deraisa L'Kula. U'lefika chikil b'Safek Zeh. Therefore, in such certain situations, even though Chazal said Safek Deraisa L'Chumra, in a certain situation, no mekel. Same thing. He says, and we'll see in Hilchas Tumah, we know that there's a klal of Safek Tumah b'Shus HaRabim, right? Safek Tumah b'Shus HaRabim. The Rambam in Perek Tes, Tumas Meis, the end of Perek Tes, Dava Yadua, Shekol Eila Tumas Yetzan Shem Mishum Safek, Harei Han Shel Devrayim. That the Wemachmiz Devrayim. The ain tumim in a Torah mission nitma tumah vadas of a kolos fakis bein tumas bein macholos asuras bein barayas v'shabast. Because mission has different gesos. It's a shaila if by kares you also save. Right now we're not going to go into it. It's on the gear, right? Do you say it by all isurim or also by kares? Because the Rambam says bein barayas v'shabast is ein choshen lehem a medivrei seifrin. The Rambam says it in a few places. Taka. Davish Chayvon's Dina Koras Veikor Osam in the Torah where the Overis Isurei Bia. They did by Shvuya, a woman that's taken to captivity. It's a Suffolk. Maybe the Akum was Boiler and the male. She's Osa LeKohuna. So they made all kinds of. So they said she's Taka Osa, and they made all kinds of exceptions to it in this situation, that situation. How can they make exceptional? It's a good Suffolk. So the Teshaila is where the Rambam got it from. That's not clear. It's not clear where the Rambam got this klal from. But so the Rashba, for instance, there's a kasha, and that's what the Shef Shmaitzer deals with. Everybody asks. We know Safek Mamzer is Mutter, right? Gemara Darshan is Mamzer Vaday Lo Yovab Kol Hashem Ha Mamzer Safek Yovay. Early Achreinen, the Marit, others, Shef Shmaitzer brings a Pri Chodesh. They all ask, what do you need a pasuk be Mutter? And according to the Rambam, it's Mutter anyway. In Rashba and Kiddush and Ayin Gimel, he says, that's the Rambam's Makar. The fact that the Torah was Mater, a Safik Mamzer, is a Raya that Safik the Rice is the cool. Pek Yitches, Halacha Yud Zayin. The Rambam says, Hashvuya Shenivtes, and so forth, he says, Yibde Mekel. He says, Hoyo V'Issur Kol HaSfekas Kul Medivrei Seifrim, Lefika Chikula Ikilu B'Shvuya. That's what it's different because. Right, but that's the Rambam's sheet talk upon him, that Safik the Rice is the Kula. With the Raisa. The Rabbanan Deo Machmas. The Gemara in Chulin on Daf Yad Aleph asks, we didn't know a concept called Reiv. We know Holchenbacher Reiv. You find a piece of meat, 9 butcher shops are kosher, and 1 is treif. And you find a piece of meat, so the din is that piece of meat is mutter. Because you go after Reiv. Now let me ask you, why do you need Reiv for, according to the Rambam, if it's Safek the Raisa is Lakula? You don't need it. You need Reiv the opposite. What if you had 9 trefa butcher shops and 1 kosher butcher shop and you found a piece of meat, then what? What? It would be mutter, because it's a suffix. Mechet Aisi. Oh, but what does Rave tell you? And if you eat it, you get... You get... Malchus, exactly. It's a piece of treif. That's the vadai. That's enough gemina. Okay, good. So that's what it means. Bavadi, you're right. Once the Chazal... Asard Safek Derabanan. Reiv also works in the Gemara says the example Teisha Chanuyas because the Ma'aseh says that's what's Negeya us. And we hold Safek Deraisa L'Chumra anyway, Midorabanan according to Rambam. So we'll be Machma anyway, even if you had 5 stores and 5 stores and it's Mutter, but not, we wouldn't. But 9 and 1, then we'd be Mekel. Right? Of course, 9 and 1 doesn't mean 9 and 1. The Gemara looks for Psukim to prove Reiv. So Gemara brings different dinim in the Torah. That can only make sense if you go after Reiv. Will you? What? The Gemara goes through, and the Gemara says not a Raya. Okay, let's leave that. I just want to focus on what the other parts of the Gemara. Gemara brings certain mitzvahs, certain dinim, that those dinim can only apply if you say machan rev. For instance, when you checked an animal, a chicken, do you know it's kosher for sure? There's no way of knowing. Maybe it's a treifa. How do you know the behemoth is not a treifa? The answer is you check it. Let's say carbon pesach. Right? Let's use an example, the first Gemara example. What the first? The Gemara says, Maka ova v'imoy. Person hits his father, sees chayv misa. Dilmalav ovivu. Maybe it's not his father. Teretz is right minus achbal. Okay, so I understand. I know. What? Here's the example. If you'd say Suffolk and he hits his father, then what's the din? It's what? He's potter. But now you say right, if you assume it's his father, you kill him. I remember when I was a kid in the Shtibel, they asked me a question. They told me this guy, I didn't know the Gemara, obviously. And they asked, why does the Gemara bring Maka of a V'imoy? Why did the Gemara bring from Makal, which is part of Makalil of a V'imoy? Because when you're Makalil, who are you Makalil? His father. He says, I'm Makal my father. What's it? You don't have to know who his father. Hitting, you have to know the guy you hit his father. That's I remember I said, that's very good. You know, the Polish Yidin, that. Later on, when I started learning Minchas Chinuch says, it's Makshin, Oilim, the Oilim says, and they say it starts. He says, not true, it's not a good teretz. Maybe his father's a guy. You still have to come on to Rav. Okay, but here's that's an example. Understand. According to Rambam, you would have said, Safik the Rai Sekula, you don't kill the guy, Safik Nefasha Sekula. Kamash Malam Rav. Okay, then the Gemara brings Carbon Pesach. The Gemara asks Carbon Pesach that. Maybe it's a treifa. What are you going to do? You're going to check it? It's impossible. You're not allowed to break the bones. How are you going to check in the skull? You can't break the skull. Maybe there's a hole in its cerebrum, right? Maybe there's a hole in the brain. In order to get to the brain, you have to break the skull. There's no way to get in there. You're not allowed to do it. That's some blasish. That's just another Gemara. The Gemara says Egla Rufa, right? You have somebody is dead between two cities. You take Egla Rufa, you break it. Says it's a Gemara Darshan's for Isai Shlema. It has to be whole. You can't dissect it. Maybe it's a treifa. Okay, that's the Gemara. Frek the Rashba over here. We don't have our teretz. The Rashba asks this in Chulin. The Ran in Kedushin Lamatez brings it. He says over here, what's the question? Maybe it's a treifa, right? Right? Maybe it's a treifa. So what was it, your question? Is it a good carbon pesach? Is it a not good carbon pesach? According to the Rambam, if you have a suffix, right? If this you said Krishma, you didn't say Krishma. What's the din? Of course, not sure. I don't remember if I said Krishma today. So we know there's a Gemara that way, right? What's the din? What?
Say it again.
Say it why? Suffolk? No, not because why not? Tell me the reason. Suffolk deraisa lechumra. Oh, but according to the Rambam, mid deraisa, what's the din? Lekula. You can correct everybody. You're not sure if you ate matzah. You're not sure if you bench. You're not sure if you took a luluf. Right? Whatever it is. So what do you do? So we know what the din is. I'm not asking Allah, but mid deraisa, according to Rambam, what would you say the din is? What? The kula, right? Just like I can eat this tray for the kula, right? So, frek the Rashba, so what's the raya for rave? Maybe the reason you can assume it's a good Karm Pesach, it's a good Egla Rufa, is because you go the kula, you have a suffix. But it's not a raya to the concept of rave. Again, we need rave to tell you that you get, like we said it before, you get Vaday Malkus, Vaday Asa. Over here, we want to know, is it a kosher Karm Pesach or not a kosher? I don't know, it's a suffix. What makes it kosher, Raif? Who says? Maybe it's suffix deraisa lekula. That's the Rashba's kasha, yeah?
But they say koris would be different, maybe.
But it's not koris over there.
It is just koris, if you don't bring
koris. No, but you're not chayiv koris. That means an issuk.
It's a suffix koris.
But it's not a suffix koris in itself. Right?
It is a suffix
koris. That's a carbon pesach, you chayiv koris if you don't bring it on purpose, but not. If you bring it over here, but now you have a reason to say it's a good carbon pesach. Okay. Let's leave chorus now, okay? Egla Rufa. That's the Rashba's kasha. Okay, that's his kasha. We're showing me this kasha. Comes along the Chavis Das, the Nesivis, and his Sefer Chavis Das. He has a country called Beis HaSafik, and he says that he wants to say that there's a very fundamental difference. The Rambam's whole klal of Safik Deraisa Lekula is only by Isurim. not by mitzvah says. In other words, even you would say mitzvah yisurim is more chomer. He says in an iser, you're not sure if this is treif or not treif. You can eat it. Mashenken a mitzvah, there you say no, I didn't do the mitzvah. I can't assume I did the mitzvah. I don't know if I said krishma. You don't assume. I don't know if I brought a karm pesach. So you have a suffix over here. I can't assume I brought it. Only with koyach reiv can I bring it. That's what the Chavis Das says. And the question is why? What's the reason? So now we're going to say a Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma is like this. The Meshech Chachma.
Yamim Yamim. Yamim Yamim is.
Very good. Remember it? Okay. The Yamim Yamim. It's going to, next week's Parsha. Parsha's Boy. Parsha's Boy, like this. There's a din that will show two Gemaras that bring about this point. A Gemara and a Rif. The Rif brings from the Gemara, and there's another Gemara that the Rif goes on. The Gemara has a Shaila in Psachim, Dav Dalad. If somebody rents a house on Yud Dalad, can he assume the Baal HaBayis was Baidik or not Baidik? Cheskasa Baidik ain't Cheskasa Baidik, right? Chazaka over there doesn't mean Chazaka status quo. Chazaka means like Chazaka ain't Adam Pereh Tach Zmana. It's a
presumption.
What?
Presumption.
Right, it's a presumption. It's a right. It's a type of right. It's a presumption based on Rav, could be even better than Rav, but right, could, whatever, for in Mominus. So the Gemara says, Lamay nafkamina, Lishayla, just call him up and ask him. So Gemara said, the lesser come on Lishayla, he's not around. So the Rav brings a Rav from there, right? That, right, that even if you have a Rav, you have to be Mavarit. Let's take Lamashal. Our suits, I'm not saying, I don't know, I'm not sure, 100%, I know my suit, but suits, maybe, I don't know if it's true, but let's say most of them are not shotness. Let's assume. I don't know if it's true or not true, but let's assume the one time it used to be that way, right? So, but you still go to shotness tester. Why? Because for a few dollars, you can be, why be soymach and rave when you can go ahead and check it? The Rif also, it's actually a Gemara. The Rif brings from Gemara too. Gemara says if you see a person shechting, and all of a sudden he looks away and he leaves the piece of meat there. Can you eat it or not? That Gemara. But Metzia also. So Gemara says, why? What's a Shaila? Is he a Mumcha? If he's not a Mumcha, right? So then you can't assume his Shechita is good Shechita if it's a Mumcha. So Gemara says, Rav Metzia is Shechita Mumcha. And Gemara says, L'Shaila, just go over and feher him. Run to the guy. He says, the lesser, come on. He ran away. You don't see him. You saw him Shech, then he ran away. So what do you see? But if he is around, you have to ask him. So there's some that's called Rav She'ef Shalavara. Again, that means if you have a suit, how much you have to spend, how much you don't spend, that's Shilas, you're right. But I don't think it's a lot of money, shotness testing. We give. Yeah, so we do it. But let's say, Taka, you bought a suit for your son's chasson, all of a sudden you realize, oh, I didn't check for shotness. It's a few minutes before, you're not going to be able to do it. You could probably say, right, maybe. You know, again, you have to ask these things. But that's called Rav She'ef Shalavara. So all the place can say, that's a din derabbanan. That's a din derabbanan. Comes along, like Pesach said, a Mishkanes Yankov, he says, Mishkanes Yankov was a Talmud of Chaim Volozhin. And in Volozhin, the Derech HaLimud was, they went through the Rishonim, and there would be machriyah sometimes with Chazal against Rishonim. The Mishkanes Yankov himself is known for that. He himself, in the Shaila of Green, Esther Green, so the Shaila is, what does Yarek mean? Does it really mean green? Does it mean blue? It's not clear what, we call Yarek green, but it's not so clear.
Yarek Akarsi.
No, that's right, Gemazicha, yellow, you know. But Yarek Akarsi means like a leak or something. So
either,
let's leave it. So the he says, it's Mefurshin Tikunei Zoyer, he brings. He says, he doesn't know what to be shaman. He's Machi over here. From the Mechilta next week's Parsha. What does it say in Mechilta next week's Parsha? V'haya chukah zayis lachem yimnam yim yimima. What's this chukah? So it either goes, the Gemara says, on Karban Pesach, or it goes on Tefillin. So Mechilta says, goes on Tefillin. V'haya chukah zayis lachem yim yimima. These are Tefillin that you have to check them every once in a while. Every once in a while, it says over there, you have to check your Tefillin. Well, you've checked the phone. Maybe something happened. Maybe got wet. Maybe got this. Maybe got rubbed out. The perspiration went in. Remember, their tefillin were not as good as ours. They had more kavanas than we did, but their tefillin was zikha not as good as ours. Anybody sees the old tefillin? They were like huge. They didn't have the same machinery that we can make it, right? But on Koponim, so you have to check. So he says, you see over there, it's Mashitza Din Deraisa that you have to check your tefillin. Comes along with Me'a Simcha, and he says, Omer Dikavara. I'll ask you Stam a question. Many people eat Shmur Matzah the whole Pesach. Why? Why do they eat Shmur Matzah the whole Pesach?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Because of the Gra?
Yeah.
You sure?
No.
What do you do it? Do you do it?
I like it.
Okay, what's that? You're not answering, go on. I remember when we were in Eretz Yisrael, when I was a bacher, so remember, it was different days. So he said the grow of Mitzvah Kiyumis, every yeshiva bacher knows it nowadays. This is 50 years ago. We didn't know it, so we ate with Rabbi Dov. We didn't go. In those days, you used to write letters. I don't know if people remember what that is. You used to write letters to your parents. And I never spoke to my parents the whole year on a phone. It was prohibited, right? So Pesach, you didn't go home for your third cousin's wedding. Nowadays you go for your third cousin. We didn't go home. So we stayed with Reb Dov. He took us to a place, like a girl's dormitory there. They were not there. We had a time. And Zach, you're from Lakewood all each year. You're from Lakewood here? Zach. You don't know him? Arya Zach, he has this farm store in Lakewood for years.
Oh, Zach.
Yeah, Zach. So his parents had this girls' school, and during Pesach they went, so we went there. And Reb Dov kept eating Shmur Matzah in the first night. He kept eating, talking about the Gra, the Gayan, he said with Litvish Yiddish, the Gayan. And we're looking at it, we're all Americans. Who's the Gayan? What does the Gayan got to do with this? Nowadays every 5-year-old knows the Gayan's mitzvah. But why do we eat Shmur Matzah? So listen to this beautiful Mermea Simcha. I'm going to ask, it's based on a shach that brings a Yerushalmi, Vishayim bring it like this. Let's say a person buys meat, and Hechshav, Rav, everything's fine, and Lamaisa, the meat was treif. Did he do anything wrong?
No, of course not.
What?
No.
No, Pashas, no. I'm not talking about being metamtim to leave. Let's not talk about inyonim. About this such inyonim, but let's leave it. Did he do anything wrong? No, what do you mean? The Rav gave a Hechshav. It could be right? A few years ago, we know Nebuch, something happened over there. The Rav was very of a Breslau, Elach of Rav, Shein Kamayu. The person did, Nebuch, and his wife is an Elach woman, that people were upset. Yeah, what were they upset about? That their Kalim were. I don't know if they were upset that they trafed. They had no right to throw it out of her house. It was a terrible thing that they did to her. Really terrible thing.
Why is anything done wrong? If a Siva did it, you have to bring a problem double. Why would?
No, but that's not a psak from. That's a different thing.
They made a psak.
They made a psak that was a wrong psak. There was no wrong psak here. The guy is giving hechsher. The guy comes at night and he takes off the plumbers and whatever it is and puts it on tray for meat. There's no way to know. A rough can't be there 24/7. He goes in. There's such a thing. Yaitz of Nichnas. But anyway, whatever it is, Pashas, you didn't do anything wrong. Let's put it this way. Let's not decide, but let's just make believe. Acham ever esrim shana, right? Will they take this guy who was nizak kol yomav to eat kashrus and was not going successful? The other one was samechan and something and wasn't kosher, right? Whatever the reason is. Is he going to get also, they're going to put him in Gehenna for that? But just not. They're both in a safe place. Right? A Russian guy didn't know anything about kashrus. He didn't know. Mamish didn't know. Grew up in Russia, communist Russia. Okay, let's take the same situation. You buy tefillin, right? And tefillin could have, I saw myself, Be'enai, a fellow was so upset. What the Sefer wrote, Kshartem Ukshartem twice. Now, I know I write for my Bochum a lot of times, things for sure. I make mistakes. You write the same word twice, you write the wrong word, you misspell, so you don't realize it. Unless you really check it well. That's it. He's supposed to do it. Okay, he does. And sometimes he says Kshartem, he's falling asleep, and he didn't realize he wrote Kshartem twice. And you put on, the person puts on tefillin. So did he do anything wrong? No. Did he do anything right?
No.
No. He didn't get a mitzvah. This is what's called Einza Commander Lo'ovid. An oinus is like he didn't do it. But unsa commander ovid lo'aminin. That's the Lashon HaShach brings for it. An oinus can make it like you didn't do it. The Noinus makes it like you didn't do the Issa. You didn't do, you weren't Mechal Shabbos, you didn't eat treif, you didn't do this. But you can't say an Oinus made it like you took a tefillin, you took a mezuzah, you took a lulav, you did the mitzvah. Einstein can't create it. So the not that such a thing as chishev lasas mitzvah venenas mala lavakos ki'ilu aso, but not aso. Right? He gets schar, whatever the banishim gives out schar, whatever the banishim gives schar. We don't understand that, right? But the mice, right, there's a famous story with the Goyen's wife, where the Goyen's wife would have, a lady used to go around collecting tzedakah. So they made up with each other that whoever's nifta first should come to the other one in a dream, and right, so you talk about big ladies, right? The Goyen's wife. So one was nifta first, I remember, and she came and says, remember we were going and you pointed to this place and said, maybe if you go there, she'll help. This person will help for Achnasas Kala. The mice of the guy wasn't there. You have no idea how much tzchah you're getting for going like this. Just for you didn't get the mitzvah. But the mice says you got tzchah for trying, Ravada. But you don't get tzchah for putting on tefillin of tefillin. Zokta Mea Simcha. Therefore, the pshat is that even if you say the Mishkas Yankov's Raisa is a good Raisa, the Raisa, that's by mitzvahs. Because mitzvahs, if you don't check, right? If you don't check the mitzvahs, if you don't check, and it comes out you didn't wear tefillin, you weren't yaitzah the tefillin. It doesn't matter your anointness. Masha ain't getting treif, right? If you're Seimach HaRaiv, the din is your Seimach HaRaiv. You didn't do an Issa though. There's nothing wrong, right? There's nothing wrong. You didn't do anything wrong because you were Seimach and the din Raiv. That's what Meir Simcha says. Memeli says, now I understand, it says the Rambam. Chidoi asks a question. The Rambam said, what's Shmur Matzah? So it's Machlokes Rishayim. So Mishayim says, to make it Lishma. You bake Matzahs Lishma. Just like you make tefillin Lishma, mezuzah Lishma. The Rambam says, no, to be shomer it, be called sad that it shouldn't become chometz. In other words, you have to do chumers that other places you wouldn't have to be. Make sure it doesn't become chometz. In fact, the chidah, so why is it only the first night? It should be all 7 days. If you're worried about chometz, you're worried about all 7 days. Zokta Mea Simcha, no, very good. You could be samech and raiv. The rest of the week, if the raiv is wrong, you didn't do anything wrong. Okay, you ate chametz, but you didn't do any nisa. But the first night, if it's chametz, you did something wrong. What's that? You didn't get the mitzvah of matzah.
Rebbe, you mentioned before the Karban Pesach, it would be the same problem.
Oh, so 1 second. So Memela, he says that over here, by Shmur Matzah, that's why could be the Olam is makpid to eat Shmur Matzah the whole week if you don't know the Goyim. If the Goyim doesn't eat Shmur. Why? Because since according to the Rambam, it's to make sure it's not mat chametz, you want to make sure the rest of the week you're not eating more because it's made in a better fashion. It's more guarded. Okay, whatever. But that's the message. So that's what he means, the Chavaz Das. The Chavaz Das means to say like this. He says, when you're talking about Isurim, so then they have a good kasha, right? Then what do you need the din raiv? You can go lakula anyway, right? You don't need the din raiv, right? But that's not a kasha because you go off the raiv to tell you that it's a vadai asur. But in mitzvahs, right, there, what would be the din? You wouldn't say lakula. That's what he's saying. If you're not sure it's a Karban Pesach and not a Karban Pesach, you can't be makel with the din of Suffolk. Why? Because what's a pshat in Suffolk? Suffolk gives you a right to assume this is not chazer. That's the Rambam Shita. This is not an Ashes Ish. This is not Asa. So I'm makel. Why? Because the Torah allowed to be makel. But over here, if the Torah allows me to makel, say this is, assume this is what? This is tefillin. But if it's not tefillin, it's not tefillin. Or it's assuming something's not chazer is as good as it's not being chazer because the Torah allowed it to be not chazir. It's not chazir. It is chazir, and avadi your kalim will be also, but you didn't do anything wrong. That's where you could be meikel, right? Mashainkin and tefillin, mashainkin karban pesach. If you're going to be meikel, so it's not the pshat. Okay, I didn't do anything wrong. Sure, you didn't do anything wrong, but you didn't get the mitzvah, and that's why you need the din roiv. Over there, the Rambam we be meidi you go to chumrah. Next week in Mitzvah, we'll talk about the following: the baruch tam. There's a baruch tam. I don't know if you ever know people that are interesting. I said it over in yeshiva, so Bacha says, I'm taka related. His name is Frank. I said, you're Frankel to Umim. They came from twins, so they used to call him Frankel to Umim. If you know, they're a rabbanim, their name is Frankel to Umim. He was the Divichaim Shver. He was a Meridika Goyen. So his big thing was he knew Rishonim backwards or forwards. You know, before Kivegas, around Kivegas time, yeah. So the story, I once read a story in his little biography I have at home, that he once came to Ramotcha Benet, the Nicholsberger Rav. The Nicholsberger Rav. You ever been in Woodburn? There's a shtiebel there, like, you know. What does he call himself?
Nicholsberger
Rebbe. Rebbe. Right. So I once sat, I was in, by my son-in-law, he was staying in Shalavim, his grandmother used to own the Shalavim. So we went. I went there to daven Sunday morning, and I'm looking at his name, and I see pictures, and I said, "You're not the Nicholsberger Rebbe, you're the Nicholsberger Rav. Your grandfather was Motcha Benet. He was not a Rebbe. He was a Rav. He was the big guy in his time, Kivega's time." So he says, "Rabbi Yega, I've had this shul 20 years. Not one person ever chabbed." He
says, "You make money as a
Rebbe." He says, "You're right." He says, "I come from Nicholsberger Rav. Not that he was not a Rebbe. He was not a Rebbe at all." So anyway, Motcha Benet had a yeshiva, the Magen Avos, he was called. And one day the Baruch Tarim came, was nizdamin to Nicholsberg, and he sat in the back of the shul listening to Shmir. He didn't know who he was. There was no pictures then. And he starts, you know, giving shir. So he gives out, it's a Mefurish Ran, and he says the Ran, he's known for, he wrote a ghost on Shmaitz, on Ksois, on Chavazan. I mean, so he lived a little later than the Kivega. I don't know if maybe he was still alive. And then he said another thing. He said, that's Mefurish Rashbi, that's Mefurish Ritvi. He said, he was my quoting Rishonim Baper. Motcha Benet understood this is a Gav Rabba. Spoke to him, I guess he found out who he was, and he made a suda for him. And at the end of the suda, he was mechabed him to bench. So he said, "Where's the bencher?" He says, "How are you going to say about pay?" He said, "I'm not going to say about pay." So he wants to know, and we'll talk about this, how about a bu'ula l'koyim gadol? According to the Chavis Das, a suffik iser is the kula. A suffik mitzvah is the chumer. That's what he's coming out. In other words, if a person's takum is supik, if you say krishma, he has to say krishma b'daraisa. A person's not sure if this is a lulav, he can't assume it's a lulav. Because assuming it's a lulav means you're assuming that you're yaitza. Who says you can be yaitza? Assuming that you're not over an isser is as good as not being over an isser. Because you didn't do anything wrong. What about suffik bu'ula l'koyim gadol?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.